Blog Talk Radio.
Like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga, I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching me act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit, there's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for traps.
Grudge fans. Somebody was trying to play the Ghetto Boys. My mind playing tricks on me. Well, I want to welcome y'all to Monday Night Madness with Jay Barnes and Grudge Inc. Jay Barnes will not be on tonight, so we're going to stand in for him. Grudge Inc. All Stars. We're gonna have some people call in that's a part of Grudge Inc. That's about our movement, about what we're trying to do over here in Grudge Inc. We got two races coming up next month. Both of them happen to be on May 3rd. One is in Wisconsin, Terry with the Meltdown. We're definitely supporting Terry and what he's trying to do with the Meltdown series over at Great Lakes Dragway at Wisconsin. And we also have Governor Wayne Peso and Grudge Inc. Invading the Motor City. Last year, Grudge Inc. came through and Motor City Mayhem, and it was a great time. I was only there for a couple of hours due to the fact that I was trying to do something I had no business doing, which is drive a race car. And I missed a great, great show. Well, I won't miss another one. If I do miss one, it won't be because of drive. So we're gonna invade Milan, whichever way you want to say it, Michigan, and Terry and the boys are gonna get paid over there with the Meltdown. I got my guy trying to call me about my little small black nitrous car. I had to call him back. But we got Grudge Inc. All Stars tonight, man. We are gonna be in the house. We're gonna talk about this past weekend. Hopefully BET get on. I heard Witt say that they went 7-1 over in Texas this past weekend. Arkansas boys were 2-0. Witt them was 3-0. No, 2-0. Wick and them was 3-0, which made them 5-0. And Tony Vines in primetime was 2-1. So that made them 7-1. And over this past weekend with Atomic Dog, all roads lead to Texas over at Houston Motorsports. I guess the guy with the twin turbo that was giving Tony Vines the break, he got the memo. He came by being a turbo car. He came to giving up the brakes, so he paid the punk out. But Tony turned around and ran him head up and still put a chain link fence. I heard them Arkansas boys, they still counting money. And, you know, the 9-on-1 bad boys, they doing what they do. Left off last year. Grudge Race of the Year, and they took care of their business. Also heard that they had a good race down there in Holiday Beach, Alabama. I think that was Story Racing, if I'm not mistaken. I heard it was a big race over on the Far East Coast, the DMV area, where the Shark ate somebody alive. Yeah. So I'd be remiss because I said something about the West, which is Texas. I said something about the South, which is Alabama. I said something about the East, which is the DMV area. I'd be remiss if I didn't say anything about the Midwest. They had some great, great, great weather this weekend. I seen a couple cars that they was on the trailer going to the track. I heard GQ Racing. They went and did some testing this weekend with their G body. I seen them Young Money brothers at the track with Lil Bro. I seen the Power Team, Power Up Team, at the track with their Mustang, street Mustang. So they was they were, hold on, somebody, this clown texted me. Hold on, what this clown say? Oh yeah, he's a clown. It was a good racing all weekend long. I don't think any grudge races popped off of Midwest, but you got to realize this is the first week that these guys had their cars out. They were so giddy. They were so hyped. They were so amped up to get to the track to do some testing. And I think they have no ET this weekend, but everybody in that metropolitan area is waiting on Grudge Inc. to come up north, to come to the Midwest, namely Milan, Michigan, Peso, Wayne, and Grudge Inc. is collaborating together to bring the first big race of the year in that Grudge race in that area. So we can't wait. We can't wait. We can't wait. We got an all-star team that's traveling up there to hit them pockets. Namely 901 with I talked to him last night, and he was actually trying to lock some people in last night. Him and Young Money were trying to lock in last night. I don't think they got a lock in because you have a couple racers that have some races locked in. They don't want to lock in two or three races in case something happened, which is truly, truly understandable. No one has any money to just give away. But again, Grudge Inc. All Stars will be on tonight, namely Butt Naked. Butt Naked, hit the one button if you're on. DJ Grant, the number one stunner.
He ain't hit nobody.
Number one. Hey, man, I'm going to go out on a limb, Terry. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if you and your representatives and buddies are SVO, if y'all sit down with hold on, just got a text. Hold, damn it. The Gold Digger, Young Money, Malibu, driven or jocked by Aaron Street King. Is locked in with King Kong Jr.
Nice.
So we would say Young Money Racing out of the great state of Michigan, namely the city of Detroit, the town that Kwame built or destroyed, the city that, you know what, I was, just to get off racing a little bit, I was watching BET yesterday, and I don't know why they had a guy named Michael Winans Jr. He defrauded a bunch of people out of Michigan or Detroit, namely, out of millions and millions of dollars on a Ponzi scheme. And right after that episode, here come Kwame. I said, "What the hell they got against Michigan? They had to show it back to back like that, you know." So just had to throw, that was just a little side note. But King Kong Jr. out of the 901 camp is going against or racing against Young Money. If you're friends with Young Money on Facebook, there's something that's going to be said about Young Money every day. They I'll say they took a little back seat. I say 2 years ago they came out and they was a force. They was wrecking havoc. I would be safe to say that they took maybe a step back last year as they was working the bugs out of the Gold Digger and different other cars that was in their camp. But they have this year, 2014, they have a slight sense of arrogance going on. They know something that we don't know. They have a feeling or a gut feeling that they're about to surprise the grudge world, and not only in the state of Michigan. They are getting to a point where they want to be national. I've seen them all the way down in South Carolina, and they will be making a trip to different parts of the country. I believe they may even make DJ Grant's race in May 18th. So in Montgomery, Alabama, we know all the heavy hitters will be there on May 18th in Montgomery, Alabama. DJ, send me my money for that little plug right there. So I believe that Young Money Racing, they're gonna do something this year. What they do, Terry, I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do. Is gonna be positive or negative? And I did tell Lil Bro, if he drive that Lil Bro car, he got the clear for life.
I told your car, nitrous car.
Yeah, his nitrous car against my nitrous car. And if I have a nitrous car to run Gold Digger, if I have a nitrous car to run Yellow Thing, I told Young Money out my mouth, they have the clear for life. Lil Ron did something nasty to Yellow Thing at when we was up north last time I seen Young Money. So, you know, I it's safe to say that I did say they had the clear for life. I do not hide behind what I told them. So, but that's another story.
I mean, I know you gave DJ a plug, but I mean, we really, you know, Wayne's race and my race is only a couple weeks away, and DJ's only a couple weeks after that. We really need to start pushing and, you know, make sure everyone's involved in all of them.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
I think DJ's race will be, that'll be, we'll return the SVO for that race. I think that's about ready. I think we're taking the SVO and Mark Alexander's Pro Charge car.
Okay, so two cars from the Midwest. Okay.
Looking for action there.
Hold on. Okay, say yellow thing gonna do something. They said the yellow thing gonna do something to me. Well, that's yet to be seen. Now, when the car that I have come out for the yellow thing, we'll see. But DJ Grant's race, of course, is after your race and Wayne's race, which is in Montgomery, Alabama. Mark your calendars, May 18th, the number one stunner. I do not know if the number one stunner will be out and ready and tested. So now, if he's not, because if he is, I'm going to tell him, we don't care if you grudge ink, not Terry. We understand that you grudge ink, but the number one stunner gonna go to you if the SVO is on the same grounds as the stunner. We're gonna make them go to you, but we ain't gonna hold the show up with that. So just want that's a little side note, just to let you know, you ain't safe. All right. So with that being said, I want to give a shout out. I had a good conversation with T5 early this week. I want to give a shout out to Big Low, Team Big Low, down.
Hold on. I want to know what you was finna. You said you was finna say you had an epiphany, before you was so rudely interrupted by Terry there. You was finna say something, and Terry would have jumped right in there. I want you to finish that statement, what you was going to say, Ben, because I kind of have a good feeling of what you was getting ready to say, and you kind of just hinted to it just a second ago. But, SVO is not safe if I'm ready on May 18th, and nobody goddamn else.
Hey, homeboy, I know that, man. I know that. Truly, I know that. Especially if they come on the premises with some stock suspension on 28.
Man, safe. I'm going out on a limb if it's on 28. Damn what suspension, damn what kind of car it is. It can be
a damn traffic
car. Okay, if it's on 28, get your ass down. And anything else, I just got to see it. That's how I feel.
I was also going to say that I know Turbo Tim is going to be in the house. And if Mark Alexander,
I want to wait. We got a couple of races prior to my race, and I don't want to say too much beside, but I can tell y'all this. I really appreciate it. I mean, I hadn't even really thought doing any major promotion or anything more, but a lot of people have already reached out to me, and I can tell you, everybody who's quote-unquote the who's who has already committed and reached out to me telling me that they're going to be there supporting. I really appreciate it, but I can guarantee you it's going to be some action on May the 18th.
There you go. Now I know you're just hearing that Young Money racing out of the great state of Michigan has locked in with Witt and King Kong Jr.
Let me go out on a limb and say this. Witt 901 is not bullshitting this year. Junior's on a mission. And I do believe everybody has been asking for that damn predator going to get what they want. I like to say, I watched some video footage today. 901 ain't playing, and Primetime ain't playing. I know that those two for a fact is not playing in 2014. They're getting it in.
You know, and they locked in. I mean, it's already locked in, but I do got to say this. I have not ever seen Young Money Gold Digger on 28th. And I think they locked in that Gold Digger got to be on 28th. If I am wrong, somebody please text me. When I seen Gold Digger out, I think I seen him on some 31s and I seen him on some 29s.
Yeah, last time I saw it was 29s.
Yeah, and I just got a text. It is true. Gold Digger will be on 28th. Now, I'm going to say this. And I usually don't say this about nothing out of Michigan. If them people get that car to go from a 31 to a 28, they some bad men. Under power, they bad.
They going from what now?
A 31. When that car first came out, I believe it was a 31 on that car, a 3100. I believe so. And now
3110.
And now I have seen it again. That what I stated was true. It had a 3100 on when it first came out, and I have seen it with 29s, and I seen it with 29s and Willie Bob. But now I have seen it 29s without Willie Bob. A 29W, a 29105W is what the car was running on. Now they locked in to run a Gorilla. I know they call him King Kong, but they locked in the run of Gorilla, and they going all the way down to a 28. So my hat is off to their chassis men. They chassis men.
2014 is the year action. Like I said, it's been a little slow starting off, but it's going to be a damn rainstorm here in just a minute.
Funny thing about it is they was up in the Midwest racing this weekend, and tonight they're getting snow. Tonight they're gonna get some snow. It's not gonna be a lot of snow, but they was just racing this past Saturday and Sunday, and tonight they're gonna get some snow. So that lets you know what our brother's been dealing with up there, and they can't wait to the weather breaks because they're gonna be in heat. And I guarantee you, if we have some 60s and 70 degree weather, because that May 3rd is gonna be some fireworks. So bring your bankroll, bring your video cameras, because BET will be in the house. So
pulling people out the bushes,
pulling them out the bushes, pulling all the fake races. He's pulling them out the bushes. He's pulling them out. And you know what? We got to calm BET down, because, you know, we can't call them fake races when they only been out maybe 3 weeks, you know, in a year. So, you know, we can't expect them to, you know, go down. That's why it surprised me that some people locked some people in on a 28, man. They know something that we don't know, man. And I'm anxious to hear.
Wow.
And when you call the show, they just open their mics and all they say is, Young Money. They don't even say hello. They just all they do is when they open their mic, they say, Young Money. And I mean, it's like three or four of them. They just, they don't even, all they say is, Young Money. Now, Randy, anybody that has Randy number, the CEO, tell them to call me. I like 901. Now, bet 200. I like 901. Now,
yeah, I gotta admit, I like 901 also.
Yeah,
I'm gonna even say this. I made a statement last week. I told Mark that I bet that they would not run me with Junior. I'm gonna take that back. They will. Junior look good.
It looks good.
That don't mean I can't think about it, but I believe they're gonna race me with it.
All right. Now, so y'all know, y'all hear all the guys from the Midwest. I like 901. Only time I did not like 901 when I raced her. And I damn it didn't like myself when I raced her. I was just doing something. I was just, as their daddy, you say, boy, why you meddling? I was just meddling. Yeah. Yeah.
I got caught in that gambling mode too, man. Don't feel bad. I got caught up in that web, too.
So, man, hey, man, looking forward to seeing all the guys up there, man. I talked to Three Lug this week. Three Lug is getting ready. He's getting ready for the racing season. So it's turning out to be heard from Tate on Facebook. He's getting ready. So man, it's going down, man. It's gonna be good to see a lot of guys. So.
Well, the biggest thing is, man, everybody's trying to support each other, and everybody getting together having some fun, man. Because like I said, I mean, we always had the most fun when the most people are together racing against each other. So it is what it is. Nothing personal, but we just want each other's ass.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, man. And for the topic tonight, and we don't have to, you know, stay on it much because we're gonna do now. We're gonna get a definition. We're gonna get a Grudge Inc. definition, and I just want you guys to give some input. This is not a national definition. This is just a Grudge Inc. definition. What is a definition of a street car? Not only what is the definition, and I don't want to get the definition confused with, I want to know what should a street car have on? What should it have? Should a street car have an alternator? Should a street car have a factory gas tank? What should a street car have? Open headers. Does a street car have to have mufflers? Sham says, streetable, but street cars. A true definition of, hey man, I got a street car. You know, can a street car have two carburetors? I was on eBay the other night looking at a 78 Malibu. He had three carburetors on it. And it was, hell, it wasn't but a 305 motor, but he had three carburetors on it. So what is not only the definition, what should a street car have on it? Can a street car have a cage? Can it have a 6-point, 8-point cage? I know when you get to the 10s and 12s, that's just too much cage for a street car. But for safety measures, can a street car have a 6-point cage? Can it have an 8-point cage? Can a street car have mini tubs? You know, so I would like to get some of the people that's on the talk show, Grudge Inc., to let me know what a street car what it can have on or what it cannot have on. And that's, you know, we don't have to spend a whole night with that, but that's just something I wanted to throw out there. Before we open up mic, DJ, what you think a street car?
Man, you would ask me. Well, I mean,
it better have an alternator on that motherfucker.
Okay, okay. Got
somewhere
an alternator.
You can drive 20 miles. That's what I would
say.
You can go on a cruise.
But you know what, Terry, when you say that, I could have took, if I'd have put an alternator on Little Junior, I could have took Little Junior on a 20-mile cruise. It was low compression. With these turbo and supercharger cars, they low compression. You could do a 20-mile drive.
Yeah.
So
could you run it on turbo blue or less?
Can I who?
Could you run it on turbo blue or less?
What's turbo blue?
You know, that racing gas you buy at the pump.
Oh, I mean, you can start it up with regular gas. I don't know if you're going to, you know, if you're going to race it like that, you can probably hurt something. But so you saying that it,
man,
it
you can
all
drive
street
like
cars
that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I got to kind of agree. If a car, you got to be able to, I mean, you got to be able to really drive that car. I guess you want to consider it a true street car. But, I mean, I've seen some article by some dude. I think it was some type of chassis car that drove across the country.
Yep.
And it was so no bad car, but it was a full chassis car or something, I think. But there again, we can't say it ain't no street car. The motor drove all across all them states and all that,
yeah,
and racing and, you know, did what he did. But
it still
went
six something, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane.
Six something in the eighth? I mean, six something in the quarter?
Yeah.
Quarter. I think he went 6.8 at Joliet.
But that's like the exception. That's like the exception to the rule. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Should you put a cap on like a turbo? Should you put a cap on a supercharger? Like, say, should you say if it's a street car? Just say you're doing a shootout for street cars. Should you have like a 76 millimeter or a 67 millimeter? The biggest turbo you can have. I know there's grudge racing, but it's actually to a certain extent a shootout, and you shoot out that rules. Should you have a supercharger, can't be no bigger than a YSI. Because honestly, a freaking F2, F3.
No, I don't think you can limit the power. It's just
you don't think so?
I was just the drivability and the, you know. I mean, if I wanted to, just like you were just saying, the same thing goes with mine. I mean, I got working headlights, power windows, brake lights, tail lights, you know, all of that on my damn car. But, you know, I'm not going to, I mean, I just choose not to make it no damn street car.
You got an alternate on your car?
I don't, but I'm actually putting one on it when it comes back. It's more than likely going to have one on it.
Yeah.
I want one on it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean.
So what you got, Terry?
Nothing.
Any more hands up?
Yeah, you want some? I'll open to Mike. 7-1-1-5,
7-7-3-7-1-1-5,
your mic's open. 7-7-3-7-1-1-5.
Kid.
Is that Kid?
Yeah.
Kid's probably sleeping already.
Nope.
Kid told me that sick to watch that four wide Sunday.
Yeah, I told Biz, too.
And I watched it. I didn't watch it yesterday, but I watched it like 2 days when he called me, 2 days ago. And it was a couple of drivers that said it takes some getting used to, because you see out of your peripheral, you see a driver on your left and you see a driver on your right.
Yep.
Depending on where you're at.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And there's two trees.
Yep, two trees. But the biggest thing I was concerned about, which I saw,
was how do you know, you know, when everybody is pretty much staged or whatever.
I think at the top of the tree, each tree, there's a light of four, like
a
little
blue.
And it tells you when they're in.
Yeah. I like it, though.
They all synchronize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see the people that place holds?
Man, that's insane.
Huh?
Amount of people that place holds.
So, did you like it, DJ?
Yeah, I liked it. I can't wait to be on it. It's that me, SEO. Let's see who the four going to be in. That's going to be in that. Me, SEO, Realtree, and damn, we need about four more lanes. we need an eight. I can name eight bad 288 inside cars going down at one time.
Hey, as of right now, the SVO, we're bringing Mark Alexander's car, Boost 12, and Turbo GT from Chicago. And Mandy is going to be coming too.
Coming where?
Down there for that four wide.
For the four wide. It's going to be stupid.
We'll probably have about 10 cars from Chicago on 28, sir.
Yeah, we're going to have that. We're going to have a boosted fast four or boosted fast eight.
Yep.
We're going to have to.
You have to be glad when you get a chance to see it in person, DJ.
I can't wait to be on it.
Yep.
And then we'll do 500 each car for the eighth and the quarter.
Ooh, out that back door. Stretch them out. That's like a real good surface, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
A brand new track. It ain't no more about about 5 years old.
Yeah, it's about 5 years old.
Yeah. I went to the first race they had there. Was there this weekend.
Well, I don't want to speak too premature, but I just, you know, Lord willing, everything goes according to plan. It's going to be good this year.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Let me get these mics open here. 773-4309.
What's going on, Terry? Big Will.
Big Will.
Big Will.
What's happening? Hey, you just said that y'all bringing them cars down for the four wide. When is that?
October 18th, I think it is.
Yeah.
I thought that was for the invitation. You had to win around somewhere to get there.
No, that's
Pole Killer's
end
race,
of the year.
Too.
That's Pole Killer's race. End of year race.
That's where we're going to run
finals. The main event is still going to be there, but.
You're going to be Grizz racing, right?
Yeah. At Pole Killer race, they're going to run four wide also?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, that's what's up.
It's all the same event.
Man, you're mad. That's like picking four groups of four. Hey, let's all put a little something in the pot. I'm going to take all one wow, boom.
You could do it five or six times. Hell, $200. You know. $200.
But with the four wide, it's not a winner takes all. It's two winners.
No,
isn't it?
It's one winner.
When they run NHRA, it's two winners though, isn't it?
Right.
Yes.
I think that's probably
that's
what we'll do with the shootout too.
That's a winner and a runner up.
Yep.
Yeah. Only time it's two winners when it's like qualifying.
Yeah. But when we do it.
How they determine the runner-up?
Well, it comes in second by E.T.
No, E.T. don't make a race. You know, you can cut a tree.
Yep.
Yeah. Whoever comes in second.
Whoever crosses the line second, again, I don't know.
Whoever crosses the line second, yeah.
We're going to let them do it their way, but we're going to do it the Grudge way.
Let them do it.
We're going to
do
it. Drop
at the same time for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Only one.
You got the winner and the runner up.
Yeah. Well, you have to get first, second, third, and fourth. That's what you get.
two go home and two go
advancing. I wonder how they do that. I don't understand that.
Yeah, you got four cars lining up just like you got two cars lining up. They got when you stay instead of staging two, you stage in four. When all
I
four,
understand
when
that.
All, what, okay, what you don't understand?
I don't understand how you can determine. Well, you can determine it. The math, you can probably break it down. But the cars in the right lane, the two cars in the right lane against two cars in the left lane, I know they're not against each other. But when they go through there, the car in the left lane, in the far left lane, and the car in the far right lane, they went through there the same ET. You know, it's whether you believe it or not, there has been three ties in drag racing alone. So how they determine which one was first? You know, they both had the same ET. They both got a wind light, respectively, you know, in their side of the lane.
Well, they have to break it down now, I guess, into, you know, you're basically what you're saying, you got two cars that might go through the, you say you got three cars that go through the lane at a 619, all three run a 619 is what you're saying. And let me tell you,
right.
this can happen also. One could start late and run a 619. One could go early and run a 619. One could treat the other one. And, you know, they can run 619 at different parts of the track. But the other thing would be is, you know, it also can be breaking down into the, you know, it can go beyond the tenths. You know,
No doubt. I understand all that. I understand that. See, what I'm trying to get you to understand is not only breaking it down to the tenth and to the thousandth, as well as off the tree. They can leave at the same time. As I said, you know there has been three ties in drag racing in NHRA history.
I mean, I understand it's possible of happening, but the likelihood of that happening is so slim. I'm trying to get to really what are you trying to really say, because that's probably.
I was just wondering. I never seen NHRA run it where there was a runner up, as Kid said. You know, they it was a winner in each lane.
What I'm saying now, I could be dead wrong, but what I'm saying is, I don't know nothing about that part. I'm just looking at. I don't think we're even going to be worried about a runner up when it comes to the four cars going now. All we looking at is that one man. That wins.
Right, which I understand. I just didn't know that the tree was set up, the timing system was set up where all four lanes determined one winner.
Yes.
They don't do that in NHRA.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do that in NHRA. That's what I just
never
seen.
They were doing,
No.
That's not what they were doing this past week.
No.
When they run the four wide wheel, yes, they do. When they run the four wide wheel.
There's only one winner.
No, don't believe that. Don't believe that. It's a winner in both lanes.
It's a winner in
both
lanes.
Not one winner out of four cars.
The way you explain it, Will, is two different races.
That's right. And in NHRA, it is.
It's only one race. Because the way you saying it, Will, they shouldn't the light they should be two different stage lights. When it's not, it's only one.
It is.
Stage
it
light.
Is.
Oh,
no,
okay,
no,
wait,
it
I,
is.
I think, hold
no,
on,
it
I think
is.
Always, this is what I think.
It is.
Like, correct me if I'm wrong, Will. This is what you're saying. You're saying that basically during I think you're basically pertaining to mostly when it's qualifying, though, right?
One thing for sure, Biz just made a statement. There's two different sets of timing lights.
Okay, now, check this out, Will. Check this out. Okay, you got two different lights, but they all work. Those two lights work together. Say
all
the left lane. Right. So say the two lanes on the left-hand side. Say one man bump in, the second man bump in. Those two are fully staged. That light is not going to drop until those other two on the right-hand side bump in.
Exactly.
I agree with you. You know what? I'm not trying to debate a big debate or nothing like that because I'm not positive, you know, but I just didn't know it was like that. I live and learn a little more.
No, I didn't say because I was the same way. I thought it was two different two different races. But what I have learned after watching this other day,
check this out.
Will, are you saying this right here? Basically, they got, okay, if you got 10 cars, you got number one qualifier racing number 10, and then you got number two racing number 9. So number two and number nine are the two left lanes, and number one and number 10 are the two right lanes. Are you saying something like that?
Correct.
Those two races are taking place at the same time, but it's one winner for each group.
Each one of them, right.
It's knocking down the field quicker.
What you all are saying is killing the field, because if you put your 16 cars, that's four races, and you're down to one guy.
Let me explain what I was saying.
The winner and runner-up. Out of the four cars, they took one and two.
What I was saying is just groups of four, not so much eight cars. I was just saying, like, randomly we selecting groups of four that want to put up money, put some skin in the game, and us four are going to go down. And whoever wins out of us four get the pot. That's all I was saying. It can be several different random groups.
Yep.
You know, SBO might wanna say, look, I want to go down with these four guys, I want to go down with these four guys, I want to go down with these four guys. They can run three times, locked in with four, but that's the race, them four, period. Ain't nothing else, you know, unless somebody else want to do the same thing.
Let me get these other mics
on the little four-man shootout deal.
773-3969. 773-3969.
Who's that? 3969.
Will, you know who that is? No, I don't know. All right. Put him back on mute. Leon, your mic's open.
Y'all making all that noise. Y'all know Wayne going to be the last one behind.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be the first one.
Hang on.
Wayne going to be in back.
773-4015.
What's going on, family? This Preacher Boy.
Preacher Boy.
Made me call your money.
What'd you say?
They said they were calling your ass.
Hey, man, my number never changed, motherfucker. Like I told y'all, when I'm at the race, y'all welcome to say something to me. I ain't saying nothing about racing. I'm watching. I'm listening. Well, what's going on, Terry?
Okay.
How everybody doing, man?
Okay.
How you doing, Will? I was just listening to the show. I just got on. How you doing, Leon? I hear you self-threatening.
I'm doing fine. I'm doing real good.
Let's do it.
Looking at this stupid
weather. I get a phone call saying you want to whoop me with somebody big block.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Preacher Boy.
Yes, sir.
Don't get on this show saying that dumb ass shit. Ain't nobody said nothing about that. I don't even bring your name up, man. Anybody
Thank
I want to race, I'm letting them know. I ain't going to deliver the message to nobody else.
Okay.
So somebody
apologize
that
for that talk.
Hey, that person who called and told you to tell them get their ass down, get them a lane.
I heard that, man. But how y'all doing, man? How you doing, Mr. Leon?
They're doing good, but that's what I want. That's my thing this year. That's what I want to do. The one that's hiding behind the bushes at BET.
The one that's delivering the message. The people that's delivering the message. Okay.
Tell them get them a lane. You quit talking about somebody else. They ducking.
Okay.
I said that.
I hear you, Leon.
I ain't in no rush, but I'm being put together. I'm just not in a rush, man. I'm taking my time.
Right. That's the best way to be. Be at your best.
Be at my best and be at my safety best.
When you going to be ready, man?
When I finish. Who is this?
When you going to be ready, man?
That sound like nothing on the other end of the phone talking.
So when you gonna be ready, man?
So
And when I'm ready,
yeah,
you would know.
Nothing, this is nothing show. This is nothing show on Monday night. When you go,
right.
And then tomorrow going to be Tuesday night, when you going to be ready. When you going to be ready,
Mr.
man.
Mr. Nothing, you got a show coming up. I'm going to be at your show, and I'm going to be ready.
Okay, there we go. All right, that doesn't need nothing else to be said.
6386, your mic's
over.
And you small block on nitrous?
Yes, I'm small block on nitrous.
Okay, all right.
Small, all right. Let me say it right. I'm small block for life on nitrous.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, nothing else to be said.
That's it. Now, you got a street car or a race car? Because I want to bring both mine
ask,
up.
Don't ask me no questions. I got a small block on Nike. Stock suspension car,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
I'm not running no turbo car.
I don't have a turbo car.
I'm not running no turbo car.
I don't have a turbo. First of all, I never own in life a turbo car. I don't like turbo
car. Supercharger,
okay.
Any of that.
Okay. Okay. I don't have that no more. I traded it. I sold it. I don't have it. I have a small block on nitrous.
Okay, sir.
And I'm gonna go to your tail with it too. Small
hey,
block on
that
nitrous.
When that show is, fellas?
Well, I know this, but you got to bring ass to get ass now. Don't leave yours at home now. When you bring ass, don't leave yours at home.
When that show? Richard Boy, this is Smoke Criminal, man. What's up with you?
Nothing much. Just who?
Smoke Criminal. You know everybody with that white photo.
That's why I can't have him.
With that white photo, we've been trying to get at you for the longest.
How y'all been trying to get at me? What white photo?
One up at the Grove. No. You know it. You seen it. We tried to sucker punch you with that. With both of them bulls, you tried to sucker punch you with that one.
Hey,
but I only own one.
Listen, I own one, but we got two.
I know you had two. I know you had two. The one you had that was going to get beat while it running with the other one. But I'm ready for your ass this time. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm coming down on your ass like white on white, baby.
Amen. I hear y'all barging now, but let me know when I get in the ring now. I want these same people that's trying to fight. Ball your fists up.
Man, listen. Listen. Mr. Nothing,
you should have nothing to say. We already got it established, Mr. Nothing. You should have to say nothing.
Hey, man. May 3rd can't get here fast enough.
That's your
May
new 18th. Name, Mr. Nothing.
Yeah, May 18th can't get here fast enough. And then the July 19th.
Listen,
that's your
hey,
doom day. That's your doom
nothing,
day.
They ain't got to call yeah. You Georgia Peace or nothing yet. Your name is Mr.
Yeah.
Nothing. Anything like
that? Hey, Biz,
yeah.
Don't forget about May 31st.
Oh yeah, that's Vlad Bud Day. Hey,
somebody
got the background noise, Ted. Background noise, Ted.
So are they gonna have that No Limit EP this weekend? Since it's raining and snowing and doing all this crazy shit.
Hey man. The Mother Nature don't want nobody to have good weather until May 3rd. So we waiting to May 3rd to unleash on some suckers. So
I don't mind. Yeah. I'm gonna be listening now, Beard. I'm gonna be a good spectator, Mr. Nothing. I'm gonna be an excellent spectator. So you want to say
you
to
hey
me.
we can stand next to each other because I'm gonna be one too.
Hey, Biz, I got a Detroit guy on. Oh, a couple of them. Hang on. 313-0178.
Hey!
Who's this?
What's happening? What's up, Leon? You got your boys under control over there?
What's up, Kimo? You know I'm trying to hold it down, Kimo.
I hear you. I ain't gonna do no tongue rifling.
That damn Kimo. Y'all hear him? He in the house. Y'all don't get quiet when Kimo get on the phone. Damn.
832.
Well, I ain't got nothing to say to Mr. Kimo. I don't know him.
Oh,
I just,
okay.
832-7733. 832-7733. Your mic's open.
Hey, this is Finney. Somebody, Pro Stock Joe, you tried to call me?
No, Pro Stock Joe's not on here.
Oh, okay.
Who is this?
It's Finney, Birdman.
Oh, Birdman? No.
Yeah.
Birdman from Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on, buddy?
Who's this?
This is what you say my name is?
Mr. Nothing.
This is Mr. Nothing. This is Mr. Nothing. Just giving you a shout out, Birdman. See, a lot of people don't know greatness when they hear it. You know, I know greatness when I hear it. So I want to give you your proper respect. You know, they don't understand who just came on the mic.
Hey, the check is in the mail, man.
Well,
say,
Birdman?
Man, so all I can do is listen.
Well, just know that's a bad man, Birdman from Texas. He's a bad man. Birdman,
nothing else to be said.
Birdman, where will you be at on May 3rd? Where you racing at May 3rd? Y'all got something going on in Texas?
No, we got a race on May 10th though. We're running Jekyll car in Dallas.
Okay. Well, if May 3rd, if you got like a light bill due or a telephone bill due or anything like that, and then, you know, actually May 3rd, your mortgage really ain't late to like the 10th or the 15th. If you need your mortgage paid, come to Milan, Michigan. Now, hey, we're in a private room, Birdman. I want you to tell a whole lot of people. In Milan, Michigan, them guys out of Detroit, they going to be giving away some money. So if you can make it up to Milan, Michigan, your mortgage, your car note, and your insurance will be paid.
Don't forget to tell
Terry, take us out the private room. Do-do-do-do. Birdman, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Don't tell nobody what I just told you.
Okay, I'll put it like that over there.
Don't fuck around, be the one paying the bills, goddammit. Yeah.
So how many of them East Coast cars are coming to Texas in July?
What did
a
he
lot.
Say?
A lot. A lot.
A whole lot.
A whole lot.
A whole lot. You got any fast back half cars want to do something?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a back half car coming from Indiana, actually.
Good deal. You want to do something
with
us, maybe?
Any back half cars coming from the south?
Yeah. We'll be there. We'll be there.
I ain't talking about Southwest, Birdman.
Oh, all right.
Talk about Southeast.
So you talking about San Antonio, Texas, right, Birdman?
Yeah.
It's gonna be plenty of back halves coming. Guys from the East Coast, Midwest, from the South, all gonna meet up at the World Grudge Nationals in San Antonio, Texas. It's definitely going down.
It's definitely going down.
Yeah.
Let me know if you hear we're going to look for a race out there.
Now, I don't know if the Beast going to show up. They seem like they done really done that made the Beast run into a corner. I don't know about the Beast.
Well, I don't know much about him. He wants to race. He got a back half car. Tell him, come on.
Yeah. Ooh,
any back
I
half
like
car,
that.
Get the other lane in July.
Any back half car.
Any back half car, I don't care.
Now, don't you have a pro mod?
No, we got a back half.
No, that's tree man.
Tree man
with the pro mod.
Gotcha.
No, this is Birdman. Birdman got
a
back half.
Hey, what do you consider as a back half?
I mean, is it all round tubing in the front end too?
No, got to be factory frame rails or a bolt in K member, you know.
Yeah, we got that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Leon, ain't he in your class?
Yeah, Leon. That's why I asked. Y'all always forget about me. So I don't worry about that.
Leon, we can't forget about you, man. You live in Indiana.
They forget about me.
Well, who's that? Who's got the back half call?
We got a couple back half calls coming from Indiana. That's why I asked you what you consider y'all back half, because everybody's back half calls is totally different.
Well, I mean, just the old school rules of back half, you know, stock frame rails, got to have the firewall in it.
Right, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
we got a couple back half calls coming out of Indiana.
Now, Birdman, I do remember you just said, not 2 minutes ago, you said any back half car.
Any back half car get the other lane with us on July 4th, we'll run them head up.
Wow. You know, a lot of back half cars got wheelie bars. You care if they got wheelie bars on?
Yeah,
we
got wheelie
bars. Okay. Ooh.
And Mrs. Jones.
Any back half. Okay. I like that. You know, that's kind of broad. That's like you're not excluding anybody.
No, we think we got one of the fastest back half cars in the world. We really do. So if there's somebody out there think they got one as fast, just do it, man. Get another lane. What about
there
the
is.
Shadow? Are you coming?
The Shadow?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he should be in the house where all the killers going to be.
Why did somebody call him? Tell him to come on.
hey, Birdman, you killing your action. You killing your action. You almost had some action on when you said any back half. Now you calling out the Shadow. If you gonna call out the Shadow, nobody gonna want to race you.
Hey, y'all don't understand.
Hey,
I didn't say I was as fast as the Shadow. I just said I want to race him.
Hey,
Ben.
If anybody blew his accent with you, some of these people don't even know who Shadow is.
Man, if you're in a grudge,
some of these people
don't
even give a damn.
Okay, well, the man
you
just said, any back half car, lock him in. Lock the man in. He on the phone.
Listen, man, them people going to race if they want to race that man, they going to try him.
Okay.
The fastest car don't always win, Ben.
I do understand that. If you want to, have you ever won a race?
How about what?
Have you ever won a race?
I think my record better than your fool ass, man.
If that's the case, you're right. The fastest car don't
Mr.
always
ben.
Win. You just fooled me.
You're nothing, man. You just a one-hit wonder.
A one-hit wonder.
When you was in Chicago, you had a good driver. You were somebody. After that, you history now. You was nothing.
I can't wait to come up there to race you. I guarantee you that.
Again, I'm
gonna
show
you. When I get through racing you, I bet I have some gas money. I know that.
What you gonna do? Save it? What you gonna do? Save it?
No,
though?
No. It's gonna go from your pocket to mine.
God damn, I didn't know you were sick, man, because you ain't got a chance to win it.
Man, please. Preacher boy.
Hey, Ben, one thing I learned in life, you can make your mouth say anything you want
exactly,
to say.
Exactly,
so
exactly.
I'm going to listen to you talk until you turn blue in the face if you want to.
You don't have a clue. You don't have a clue.
No, you don't have a clue.
You don't have a clue.
Well,
Hey, listen, one thing about it, I ain't got no stiff. How come the race?
I don't have no stiff with you. You said you got a small block on nitrous. I got a small block on nitrous.
Okay.
Nothing else.
All you got to do is blow my ass back, I'm going to blow yours back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this
place
locked already or what?
Hey, is
Birdman
in?
Yeah, Birdman.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Okay, yeah. I believe what you were referring to today about Pro Stock Joe, there was they had Mr. William Brown, and I believe he was trying to get in touch with you about doing a race.
William Brown, who's that?
He's a grudge racer too. I believe he's driving a back half too. But your name had came up, you know, and so some guy from out of Texas, he was trying to get in touch with you, and they was going to get Mr. William Brown on the phone and let y'all, you know, do what y'all do.
Oh, okay. Well, I couldn't get a hold of Pro Stock Joe. I thought this was his show. I didn't know.
This was Jay Barnes.
Yeah.
This Jay Barnes show.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay Barnes show. Okay. Well, I got it wrong in my phone then, so. All right, well, good. I'll give him a call later.
All right, I had a pretty good turnout this past weekend. Well, this weekend right here.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Wasn't bad.
Okay.
We couldn't get no races, but, you know, there was a lot of 10-inch tire action going on.
Right. Okay, well, let y'all go on back. I'm going to fall back on mute. Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
Hold it down, man. Hold it down.
I'm going to try, man. I'm going to try. I ain't kicking no noise yet. I'm just a one-hit wonder.
Don't change the name.
It's good to have fun.
Always.
Good to have fun.
Yeah, I mean, you get to talk Biz Wayne yelling and acting a fool like y'all usually do on the phone.
I'm gonna never do that again. I ain't gonna never get out of character again like that, man. It ain't that serious.
Right, it ain't never that serious, man. I heard y'all. Like one, y'all gonna have a heart attack.
I got some kids to raise. I can't have no heart attack.
There you go.
Yeah,
this
but
I'm
going to do you, though. Boy, this going
to
be sweeter than bad meat. You sweeter than bad meat.
Listen, that was your mouth say. Don't fuck around and say like shit in your mouth.
Yeah, I swallow it.
Well,
that's
the type of appetite you like. Hey,
Preacher boy, man, I'm gonna do you fast, quick, fast on her. So when we come to the track,
like
I'm going to do
that.
You.
Preach
boy.
Yes,
you got a this chemo speaking with you. You got a small block nitrous car?
Yes, I do.
Do you run blower car? I mean, do you run boosted cars?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, okay. Nice talking to you.
All right, nice meeting you too.
Yeah.
After I do you with this small block I got, you ain't gonna run it no more.
Hey, Mr. Nothing.
Yes.
You talk many shit.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Y'all on Biz ass, man. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all lost respect for the ex governor of Illinois?
See the what? Ain't nobody got no voting registration, Godfield. He nominated his damn self.
Who, right? I didn't nominate myself, brother. Hey, I'm going to do you, preacher boy. Hey, you better bag up, because you that hole getting real deep.
What you going to tell me now?
Man, preacher boy, you don't have a clue.
No.
You don't have a clue.
Get it, boom!
I just want to know what you
had. Nothing at all kind of
deal. I didn't know what you had. I didn't know if you had a street car or a race car, but you told me, don't worry about what you
had.
You got a
I got that same boot I lost in 2 races with.
No, you man, listen, man. I thought we were gonna set something with my street car, but no, I'm gonna doozy. I'm gonna bring my race car up here with small block on nitrous 28. I'm gonna do you, man.
You told me you were gonna take your street car with me, cause I wasn't nothing.
Man, listen, no, don't bag up now.
Hey, man, as long as you fucking on, I don't give a fuck what you bring.
As long as I do what?
Your name is Donation.
Oh, you told me long ago. Did you just say I had to drive? I know you didn't say I had to drive the car, did you?
No. I wouldn't say the car because you'd have been through that.
Okay.
I'm not picking up.
I was gonna end the conversation if you told me I had to drive.
No, because that's the most faggot ass you when you tell a person they got to drive.
Okay.
I'm racing your car. I ain't racing you.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, bring that in here for me, please. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I am born with it.
After I know you preach, boy, I'm a thief. I'm going to eat for God. I'm going to eat for God. He told me to feed him before I threw him, so I got to do one of the other. I think I'm going to do both.
And now
you got a lot of background
noise. Hey, who's got the background noise?
That's not. That's somebody got you on speakerphone. That's all. My background noise.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Check it out. Don't fuck around and act like you went on a blind date and accidentally took a man home and have to turn around and have to get that ass up. Get yourself turned over. Get yourself turned over.
Man, you don't have a freaking clue.
Now, I got to ask, because you've been fucking around down south so long. You going through the back door? Or you going
to
stay?
No, I stay 8 miles. I stay 8 miles.
See, I like the back door. I'm from Chicago.
No.
I like to be there. Just in case you move, run you down.
Okay, well, check this out. We're going to go as far as the track let us go.
Oh, okay.
Hey, preacher boy,
yeah.
Ask him who's driving, because last time his driver did go far as the track let him go.
What he was to say about?
Yeah, don't say that one, Biz.
Hey, man, I'm gonna go as far as the track let me go. I'm dog driving. You know who's driving. Willie D. Dog.
Well, I know that day.
Huh?
I want to feed your drive. I got some kibbles and bits for him. Or some puppy chow.
Hey, man, I think I got that's 3 races right there. I need to probably about 3 more.
Hey, one.
Huh?
Got all it takes is a treat for him to throw the.
Hey, how many rounds, Terry? Y'all want shootouts? How many rounds in a shootout?
Shit. What shootout?
A 32 car field shootout.
8 rounds.
5.
Okay, I got DMX. I got Eastside Stranglers. I got Preacher Boy. That's 3. I need two more.
Right, that'll put me on this shit.
I don't have a pro charger car or turbo. I got a small block nitrous car.
Hey, Biz, we got 2 turbos for sale.
Mm-mm.
Put right on your car.
No. Mm-mm. You're going to blow my little peanut motor up. Mm-mm. I got a little small block cast intake single carburetor.
That's all we have.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Will you let us see it?
Yeah. I got to be able to prove what I say. Yeah. With a plate, not a fogger. I got a plate. It's real simple.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Young Money and them got a car over there. Might go to your ass, Bill.
He got the, if Lil Bro drive, he got the straight up clear. We
I know
already
you didn't take no driver. I know you just didn't say
no. Hold on. This was between me and him. Hold on. No, listen. I can pick who I want. Hold on, preacher boy. I can pick who I want if I gotta spot them out. I don't care if they put John Forson there. We run head up. Now if I'm giving something, I can pretty much dictate the race. Now if he don't, you know, that's between me and him. Me and him got a little love relationship going on. So you know, yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna jump off the show and I'm gonna y'all just let me right back on.
Okay.
All right.
Jay, you got any more people?
Nope. No one's open.
All right. Well, fans, to let you guys know, it is going down in roughly 2 weeks in Great Lakes, Wisconsin, Chicagoland, Indiana area. We have Terry giving the first meltdown and at the Grove. So you guys come out, enjoy good festivities, good racing, and there is. Hey, Terry, what's the pot?
It's going to depend on car count.
Okay. All right, depending on car count, there will be. Somebody got their windshield wipers on. Depending on car count.
You do know it's snowing up here, Biz.
Yeah. I know, and that's what I just said, man.
Hey,
I said,
it was 80 on Saturday.
Man, that's why I said, man, the people that have to deal with the weather, they just trying to keep all you guys inside and the beneficiary of this.
Anybody
that
has Terry?
Huh?
Anybody with the Wayne and Peso and Grudge Inc. is going to benefit off of this long, long, long winter because it's going down May 3rd.
That's right.
In Michigan. It's going down May 3rd at Great Lakes in Wisconsin and at one race in two locations. We got Terry at the Grove, and we got Big Wayne Peso and Grudge Inc. over in Milan, man. We got races already locked in, and there was a race locked in last night with of the 901 Bad Boys locked in. Young Money out of Detroit. 28 versus 28, and like I say, I'm gonna take my hat off to them Young Money boys. If that car get down the track on 28, that car came out with 31s on it, and they done went down two different tire sizes, man, three different tire sizes, because they was on 29Ws, 29s, and now they're going down to 28s, man, no bars, man.
What they say about Detroit? They must know what they're doing on them tires, huh?
Well, they got to win
first.
They got to win first. They got to win first.
Well, so far he's been down the track on three different sets of tires.
Yes, he has. I take my hat off to him. But
where's the Mockingbird at? Sorry, but where's the Mockingbird at?
What kind of Mockingbird?
The one that's about hours. Shut up. You know he. You know who he is.
I gotta say this. I think he should have. I mean, they're gangsters because they went and picked on a bad man. They went and picked on Wit. I think they should have picked on a small fry first, just to get their feet wet in the 28 game. Them 28s, that's a bad game to be playing, man. And they stepped in there. They wasn't scared. They had some other races locked in, and they said skip it, go ahead and lock Wit in, man. They don't want Wit to make a 10-hour drive and don't have any races locked in. So they went on and locked Wit in, man. That is one of the marquee matches going on May 3rd. You also got Johnny Quick will be in the house. You got Regulated Racing going to be in. And now, if you guys never been to Milan, and this is for my guys from Arkansas, if you never been to Milan, man, they got this race called No ET. I have seen a couple of times where they had just 300 race cars there. Not cars, but 300 race cars. So get there early, get your testing in, and, man, if the weather permits, they will run to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. They will race all night. There is no curfew at Miley, Michigan. They will get down. So we expecting huge crowds. The food there, they got 5 or 6 different concession stands. So the food is good. It ain't like regular track food. It's some good food. So, man, y'all come out, and y'all know if y'all get there a day early, what they got in Detroit on every street corner. They got a liquor store, a church, or a strip club. So get there Friday, and y'all can stay there Friday, go to the liquor stores and the strip clubs, and then Sunday morning they'll take y'all to church because they got it on every street corner in Detroit.
Hey, you know what? I did notice a lot of liquor stores this weekend when I was up.
That's how we get down over here too.
Hey, man, it's like that in urban. It's like that in the urban area, man. They do us wrong, but it's all good. It's going down May 3rd at Miley, Michigan, man. I can't wait to see White Trash, man. Can't wait to see White Trash. He left off last year. I want to say on top. He left off last year on top, and let's see what he can do this year. Let's see if he can continue his winning streak and staying on top.
I think not.
Uh-oh.
What do you say?
I know your whole ass ain't going to be the one to knock me off. All right, I'm going to be the first. Hey, you going to be the same thing you've been for the last 3-4 years. Motherfucking nothing. Wayne, I'm going to knock your stick in the dirt, boy. But the only thing you want to do is my dick, and I don't want you to do that, man, because I ain't said it like that.
Hey, Kimo.
What up, Leon?
Hey, man, you know that's my baby girl, man. You don't fool with her. Let me get a hold of her first, man.
Oh, that showed up?
Yeah.
Hey, Leon, I ain't got no problem kissing you in the mouth. I ain't going to kiss no gorilla. That's what I be, baby.
Yeah.
What's happening, Wayne? Boy, I'll be clearing this old ugly weather. Go and clear up out of here, man, because it's getting real close. I'll be glad when you give me a date to show up at. Hey, Wayne, I come out. I get ready for your race. You can get ready. Ain't nobody going to get here. I'm going to pull right over by your trailer, and you're going to be able to move until you say, come on, Leon.
I think if you be ready, you still ain't going to show up, Leon.
Man, you got to be mad, man. I'm a junkie for this, man.
Hey, man, you show up May 3rd with your race car, man. You get in free, man. I'm going to leave your name at the gate, man.
Hey, I'm getting in free anyway. If I don't get in free, I'm a closed door. He's completely down.
You know, uh-huh. You let you end up being a governor.
You mean?
I'm gonna be honest with you, Leon. I ain't never want your races got in free in my life.
Hey, well, you better tell J. Bob he owe you some backlog money.
He don't owe me shit. I believe in paying my own way. I ain't got no problem with
it. Well, that's like Obama. Obama don't pay for nothing.
Nobody owe me nothing. Kimo don't even owe me that ass no more because I got it last year. That's my personal
state. Hey, just for the guys that may not be driving up there, they might be flying up there. There is 2 airports that fly into Detroit. I believe the cheapest one and the one that you need to fly in, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, Detroit Metropolitan Airport.
What other airports you fly into? We only got one main airport.
Well, when you pull it up on Expedia, it shows 2. So.
Well, if you ain't no businessman, you don't fly into Detroit.
You don't fly into Detroit?
No, I'm flying to Metro, BS. You got Metro Airport. I have you 20 minutes from the track.
Okay. What? Metro Airport.
You got to have a Learjet or something to fly into Detroit.
Well, it's just like Chicago, bro. They say you're flying in Chicago, but it's O'Hare, and that's not, O'Hare is not Chicago, so it's probably the same way. But it shows up Detroit Metropolitan Airport. So
not Detroit Metropolitan. That ain't the airport you use. You use Detroit Wayne. If you type in Detroit Metropolitan, you go on 6 Mile. You ain't going into the main airport. But they don't have no passenger planes like that going in Detroit.
So what airport to fly in? Metropolitan?
DTW. That's the abbreviation for it.
DTW. So you guys hear that? If you're flying in to May 3rd race, DTW. That is the abbreviation for the airport in Wayne. Like Wayne said, you're about to be 20 minutes from the track. So how sweet is that? Fly in, rent your car, and 20 minutes you're at the track.
And, Kimo, it's an airport on 6 Mile? It's an airport on 6 Mile?
Yeah. But that's like for people like GMs and stuff. That ain't for, you know what I mean? They used to have regular airport, but don't nobody fly into that. They don't have no passenger planes going like that.
Yeah, that's the city airport. The city airport doesn't have no regular people coming in.
Nah.
Just private planes. The big airport is the Metropolitan Airport, which is 20 minutes from the track.
Right off 94, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
DTW, that's where we're flying into to get to Motor City, Mayhem, whatever we want to call it, Grudgy. Invading the Motor City, Peso, Wayne. BET is going to be there. 901 Bad Boy is going to be there. I got a call from the Arkansas boys. They want to come on up.
What do you say, driver?
Huh?
All right, thank you.
Oh, I have a call from the Arkansas boys. They want to come on up. They got a S10 truck. They said it was a conventional head, small block on nitrous. They looking for some action. So if you guys, y'all know how to get in touch with me. If you want to get in touch with some Arkansas boys, set something up with them. Small block conventional head on nitrous. If Matt Paul was running, I know that would be his. You know what? He might be running because he's talking about coming back down here this month. So he on his way over to Team Z. With 901 Bad Boy said they looking for Brian Davis. So it's going to be.
Brian Davis. Yeah.
You could best to believe Brian is going to be in the house with his Chucky car. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Chucky.
Them boys, them street racers, Power Up, all them guys, they've been calling the show looking for action with a 2013 Mustang, street car, no roll cage, looking for
that's
some
the
action.
That's the car got hold of skin.
Huh?
That's the car got hold of skin.
No, I don't think so. I think that's a total different car because they got a 2013. When they ran skin, it had to be in 2012. So I don't think that's the same car.
Yeah,
I don't think it was the same car. It might be the same people, but I don't think it's the same car. So they also got a Trailblazer. They're looking for some action on 12 with a Trailblazer. And then they got Junkyard with his G-Body with 22s. And he will race with 22s. It's a Cutlass down here in the South. need to come up there and they run on 22s. Need to try to get them two together. But Junkyard with the 22s. So it's gonna be action packed day for sure. We got the right person there, because we're not gonna let this turn into a test and tune Saturday. We got BET. BET is going to be in the house. He got three batteries, and he's going to pull them out the bushes. He's not going to have people come up there and make five or six shakedowns. Get down. Take a chance. We're going to get some action going on here. Johnny Quick going to be in the house. Kerry, that's about it for me, man.
What's that?
I said that's about it for me. Am I missing anything?
No, that's everything. There's no more hands up.
All right, you can start with final comments.
Hey, what happened down there in Texas? Anybody out here? Nobody saying nothing about it. Was it a good turnout, or who got
won,
or what?
We actually said it on the beginning of the show, but let me go ahead and rehash what I have heard and what I have seen. It was a hell of a show. Atomic Dog, all roads lead to Texas, was a blast at Houston Motorsports Park. The 901 Bad Boys and Primetime teamed up with Arkansas. Those three guys teams banded together, and they went 7-1. Witt went 901 went 3-0. Arkansas went 2-0, and Tony Bynes went 2-1. Tony Bynes lost to a back half 68 or 69 Camaro, but the guy that he was supposed to race, the twin turbo boost car, was giving Tony Bynes the break. Paid the puck out, and then Tony went on and ran him head up and got them. The Duke boys, the little black S10 that came to my race last year, that fast little S10 love truck ran King Cone Jr. red lit. So they went 7-1. Arkansas, like I said, they just texted me. They told me they just stopped counting the money that they won. They just stopped about 10 minutes ago. So it took them all day yesterday and today to finish counting all the money they won. So it was a hell of a race down there. Birdman was on earlier. He said he couldn't buy him a race. One of the baddest back halves in the country. He wants action on July 4th or 5th down in San Antonio, Texas. But it was a good race down there, Leon. BET put a couple of videos up. It was a hell of a race. Kerry, you can do final comments.
All right. Let's start with 773-4015. Final comment?
Nothing to say. I ain't got nothing to say, man.
All right.
Listen to the
boy, have a good night, man.
All right, everybody.
313-7173. Final comment?
Oh, you got me already on, Terry.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
Stoat. 414-6614. Final comment? All right.
You ain't like this kid to give up.
224-6386. Final comment.
Good show, Terry. Good show, man. Can't wait till we get to really racing, man. Get the snow up out of Chicago. We go down on a lot of people's ass. Hide all this talking and shit. Let's get it on, man.
Get it on.
All
right, man.
Good show, man. Good show.
Leon.
Good show, man. It's all
Wayne,
good.
Big Wayne.
Good show, Terry. Good
Good job on the promo bid. Y'all boys have a good night.
All right. DJ. DJ Green. Final comment.
Liz and Terry, good show, man. Very informative. Look forward to everybody getting together and racing, man. Everybody have a good night.
Big Will. Big Will, final comment. All right. Kid?
Yeah, the Monday Night Madness is always a good show, fellas. And I'll holler at y'all next Monday.
All right, kid. We'll see you soon.
All right. Yep.
Biz, go ahead.
Y'all ain't gotta get out of y'all ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get out of here. I'll talk to y'all. Here, my kids just walked in. Talk to y'all later. Peace.
All right. All right, everyone. Have a good night. Don't forget DJ show tomorrow. My show Wednesday. Wayne show Thursday. Cadillac Joe show Friday. On this number. All right. Everyone have a good night.